Hello and welcome everyone to Birthing New Earth, where courageous individuals are stepping up to ask the hard questions, look at the tough decisions, and make the responsible choices necessary to leave a sustainable living legacy of thriving life on this planet for the next seven generations and beyond. I'm Kathy Forrest, your host, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Michael Neely. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me, Kathy. I'm so excited to be a part of this amazing summit.
So Michael is a very interesting character. He's a mentor and business strategist for visionary soulpreneurs. He's also a former professional actor and a medieval knight. That always, I'm sure, intrigues people. He's an author, speaker, and he hosts podcasts, Consciously Speaking, Buy This, Not That, Something to Whine About, and The Podcast Show. As the founder of the Authority Academy, Michael trains and supports heart-centered entrepreneurs in professional speaking, virtual summits, getting published, and designing and hosting their own podcasts to massively grow their business and expand their audience. Michael is also a mindset master with a gift for helping people to get out of their own way. So if you're tired of being the best kept secret, Michael's your guy. And so today he's going to talk to us about how to reach your global audience with your message. And you know, we've been sitting at home for 2 months now, most of us, and people are starting to get a little nervous. We're all starting to creep out. And so I thought it would really be interesting to find out. I think a lot of us have had a lot of time to sit and think, and we may have a message that we want to spread globally. I think a lot of us that are in business for ourselves might need a little shot in the arm. What's the best way that you think is to spread our message out on a global forum?
Yeah, I love that question, Kathy, and thanks for bringing this up to your tribe and especially the timeliness of it right now. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's been interesting for me and my business during this pandemic is that as a podcaster, I predominantly work from home. And so it's one of the things that I love about building that type of a freedom lifestyle as a podcaster, because for one, I don't have to be out in the public. Not that I don't like to. I mean, and I also do host live events, but I don't have to be. So this is not impacting my business in the negative way that it is for so many others. My heart goes out to these people. And at the same time, I think because of it, people are looking more for alternatives. What can I do that is a little bit more recession proof and that is a little bit more pandemic proof? Hopefully we won't have another one of these in our lifetime anyway. But the great thing about podcasting is that the work that you do, as soon as you speak these words into a recording and then load them up to a hosting platform, they get zapped out. They get syndicated out to the world in a massive way. And so my baby show, I call it my baby, it's my firstborn of my podcast, Consciously Speaking. That show has been listened to in over 190 countries. Now, can you imagine the work it would take to travel to these countries to get an audience? And with a podcast, you do it all from the comfort of your home. So that's pretty amazing.
Yes, yes. So what makes podcasting such a great forum for heart-centered folks?
Well, you know, in this day and age, and especially it seems to be getting worse right now with all of the fake news that goes around and, you know, people putting forth this or that. And often it's almost like taking on another job, trying to sort through what are we being exposed to through the media that is legitimate versus not, that's all opinion. And what's great about a podcast for heart-centered entrepreneurs, it allows you to get your message out there to people who are craving the truth. They're craving to hear from the regular people out on the street who aren't motivated by money or some political agenda or anything. These are people who just want to put out the truth, even if that truth is very specific to their message.
Sure.
But still, the audience is looking for that. We're tired of the same old with, you know, what's put out in our media. So it's a great space to really share that.
Why is now a time to consider creating one?
Well, that's very interesting because many of you, I'm sure, have seen that over the last probably 6 months to a year, podcasting is on the grow. Mm-hmm. And as much, you know, it's, if there's no other way to validate that, I mean, look at Spotify and Pandora, two major streaming music platforms who now have brought podcasting into the fold, and they're promoting the heck out of it because they see it's this new way. And kind of like that old Chinese proverb that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago and the next best time is today. It's the same thing with podcasting. It's still a relatively new medium, started roughly in 2004. And if you got in early, great. If you didn't, now is the best time to plant right. that seed and let it start growing.
How did you get started?
That was a... because I swear I stumbled into it. It was so by accident. I was coaching a client on some mental breakthroughs, as you mentioned in my bio, working on mindset stuff. And he was having a lot of aha moments. And I said, you know what, maybe we should record this. And so he was cool with that. We started recording it. And at the end, we played it back. And he said, man, that sounds really good. You should start a podcast. Wow. And literally my response was, Kathy, was, what's a podcast? Because this was 2014, you know, there's sure. still, there weren't a whole lot of people who knew what they were. Mm-hmm. And I had heard the word, but I didn't know how to do one. What I'd never listened to one. I didn't know what one was really. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, I launched my show and then the rest is history. And that was in 2014.
2 weeks. It just took 2 weeks to launch it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things that's so easy about podcasting. It's the barrier to entry is so low. Mm-hmm. It's very inexpensive. You can launch a podcast for under $100. The ongoing cost is even cheap, you know, anywhere from $5 to $20. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you know, take a lot of technological know-how. Like I said, I never heard of a podcast before. I knew how to record something. Obviously, we recorded our conversation, took that recording, uploaded into a hosting platform, and boom. I mean, it's really simple to launch a show.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So what part does authority or influence have to play as you're doing these podcasts? Do you need an authority, or how does that play in?
You don't need to be an authority. And as a matter of fact, it kind of works the other way around. Starting a podcast gives you authority. And one of the things that I teach as my authority academy is I call it the four foundational pillars of authority, which are podcasting, virtual summits, speaking from stage, and getting published. Mm-hmm. And pretty much doing any of those builds up your authority. So like right now, doing the summit, you are the authority on your subject matter, and you've created this, and the guests that you bring on, it's kind of like the Oprah effect.
Right.
When Oprah first started, she was a no name. Nobody really knew who she was. She managed to get her show. And by the way, it even took her a while before her show got accepted, you know, but then she got her show and she could not imagine her first, you know, season. There's no way she was going to line up an interview with the Dalai Lama or anybody like that. But over time, her authority grew with the levels of guests she would bring in. And each time she would up level that guest, it would raise her authority. And a podcast can do the same for you. You're hosting a show. It's just a different platform. It's not television now. It's audio. But you bring on bigger and bigger guests, and your authority will grow with that.
Wow. Wow. So you are offering a free gift to everyone called the Simple Five-Step Process to Launch a Rockin' Podcast in 14 Days.
I know. It's kind of a long title, huh?
That's okay. I'm just going... that seems pretty quick. It took a lot longer to do a summit than it did us to do a podcast, for sure.
Yeah, summits are definitely a much bigger animal to approach. And one of the reasons why I have people lead with a podcast is because if you've got a podcast, well, then the summit's a little bit easier because at least you've got the recording and the interviewing process down.
Mm-hmm,
then you go into the steps for doing the summit. But this free report, it's really a simple step-by-step guide. Here are the five things that you need to kind of take care of. to get your summit up and running. Now, granted, it's in its most simplistic form, but it's not hard. Like I said, you know, 14 days from someone who didn't even know what one was to be launched. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. how simple it is. And this outline kind of teaches you some of the stuff that I learned along the way. You'll launch even better than I did when I originally started just through using this report.
Sweet, 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 sweet. So what would you, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of us have had a lot of time to sit and to be quiet. I mean, some of us, not all of us, but a lot of folks out there are kind of in the soup. What would you, if you had any encouragement for them or anything that you would want to share with them about this technique, what would that be?
Well, a couple of things are coming to mind, and especially because, you know, we do find ourselves in a very unique time right now and situation. And so the two sides of this particular piece that are coming to mind, one is the element of timeliness. Mm-hmm. Right now, and if you're not a podcast listener, you may not be aware of this. If you are a podcaster, you probably are aware that there are a ton of shows popping up around pandemic and coronavirus and COVID-19. And those shows are really kind of preying on the interest in society right now of like any trend. Mm-hmm. The challenge with that, so there's the pro and the con of it. The pro side is that they're going to be popular right now. People are looking for more information. Mm-hmm. The downside of that is that once this passes, those shows become worthless. And literally will shut down probably and not even keep their stuff up there because it becomes old news. It would be like reporting the sports scores today. Nobody's going to be interested in that a month from today.
Right.
And the value of podcasting, that kind of goes against the value of podcasting to a degree. Yes, you'll have a big burst of action right now while the topic is hot, but then it goes away versus a podcast that is designed to be evergreen. So as an example, I have shows from like one of my most popular shows on Consciously Speaking is from 2016, wow, 4 years ago. And that show is still rocketing in the downloads because it's relevant over time. Mm-hmm. And that's the value when you end up with a large archive of material. So like mm-hmm. Consciously Speaking, 427 episodes, I think, at the time that we're talking right now, that those episodes are there and they're pretty much evergreen for the long term and they will continue mm-hmm. to get action over time versus a topical show which will vanish in value.
Right.
So those are the two ways to look at it right now with the timeliness mm-hmm. of it. What is the route that you want to go? Do you want to create mm-hmm. something that's just going to be big for a moment and disappear or create a longer term vision?
Wow. And in your report, do you teach people how to monetize a podcast? Is that in there or no?
I wouldn't say that I teach you how to monetize in it. I talk about monetization in it briefly because the teaching of it, there's a lot more to it. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I teach seven ways to monetize, mm-hmm. but I can tell you this as a value. So for anybody who signs up for the free report, I actually will send you a series of seven emails over a period of 7 days, each one talking about ways to monetize your show.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, because it's too much to fit into one little report.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I think that's what people are looking at right now is there another way to make money online? And this sounds like it could be one of those.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's great. And Kathy, the truth is for me, when I started my show, like 14 days. I mean, I had no thoughts of monetization. I really knew so little about podcasting. And what happened was I launched my show and I was getting about 50 to 70 downloads an episode. And then one episode popped and I got 500 downloads. And I thought, oh, wow, there's something here. Maybe this podcasting could be interesting stuff. And it was at that point that I watched a webinar on podcasting. And I realized, oh, you can make money with this. You could, you know, all these things. I had no idea. Literally, I was so naive. But what I did, I shut my show down. I hired a mentor and I relaunched as a whole new show. And that's when things really started to take off for me.
Wow. That's cool. So if folks wanted to learn from you, how do they find you?
Well, one of the other things in this free report, I suggest definitely the free report is a great way to start. Check it out, see what how it serves you. And then at the end of that, I believe there's a link in it for you to book a free 30-minute call with me.
Oh, wow.
We'll see if the podcast, we'll see if that's right for you. You can also go directly to michaelneely.com, connect with me there. Mm-hmm. And there are different things that I have available on that site too. But I love supporting podcasters. I love helping other visionary messengers get their word out to the world because we need it right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I think the final piece is this. It's that one of the things that stops people, I hear from podcasters all the time, well, I've been thinking about it for a year or sometimes even longer. And when I ask what's stopping you, I think one of the biggest ones that come back is this whole imposter syndrome. They're like, well, who am I to profess myself to be an expert in this? Well, my words to you are this. There is someone out there waiting for you, specifically for your message. You will deliver it in such a way that they will hear it where they won't hear it from someone else, maybe who's got the PhD after their name or anything else. They're waiting for you. Your message, I think the universe fills us with whatever our message and our purpose might be because there's the knowing that there's someone out there that is waiting for it. And right. So don't let that stop you. Just get your show out there and let that audience find you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. This has been so beneficial. I really feel like it's the push I think that some of our listeners are going to need to get over the hump. So I really appreciate you coming in and giving us your expertise in this area. Thank you so much.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure, Kathy. And thank you for what you were up to in the world, creating this valuable material for people to, you know, to one, give them hope too, to get out of this slump that many of us may be feeling during the pandemic. So I love what you're up to and I'm honored to be a part of this event.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.